It's really an equity issue, especially from where I come in Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls City School Superintendent Mark Lurie. He tells WBFO News higher poverty rates make things difficult for high school students, even prepping for SATs.
In Niagara Falls, we have a population that has 77% of our students receiving free and reduced lunches. And those students don't have the access to the preparation courses. So what they do have access to is a rigorous curriculum with caring people in high school.
Lurie is now in his second school year as the district superintendent, overseeing 11 Niagara Falls schools with more than 7,000 students. He says the challenge to improve academic performance continues, but they're not afraid of the rigors of those standards.
I think that we're in a really good place with the alignment of our curriculum. I think that we're always talking about ways to build relationships with our kids and keep our families involved. Those are always the big challenges.
They've created different delivery systems and programs to assist students at their schools.
The days of the 8-to-3 school day are really getting more and more passe. So in the middle school, for instance, students who are having trouble with that regular school day of coming 8-to-3, we're offering an option for those students that need it to maybe start their day later and finish their day later with certified teachers. It may be a small population of kids, 30 at each middle school, but some kids just aren't cut out for that regular 8-to-3 day, and we've got to adjust. We can't expect them to adjust, so we're adjusting our schedules.
We hear so much of that whole child, that wraparound service. Is that vital and crucial?
It's crucial, and I'll tell you, this summer we had over 2,000 students in a summer program. 2,000 students of our 7,000 participated at least 5 days in one of our summer programs. That tells me that for 6 of the 11 weeks off, they were engaged in something good. Every school will continue to have at least 60 minutes after school of a program, whether it's social, emotional, or academic, or recreational, in every one of our schools this year.
Lurie says they're always talking about ways to build relationships with students and how to keep families involved.
Dads, moms, grandparents, but having families, and we have to create the mechanisms to meet families where they're at and not expect them to come into schools.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.